stuff. Okay. Welcome, everybody. This is the Conflux Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. It is Saturday night, the 19th of July. Happy to be here again. I missed last week. I had my first experience with being unconscious due to chemical IV intraventous modus of whatever Dr. Sleep gives you, right? A little minor surgery, right? Fix my stream of consciousness. So this is my stream of unconsciousness tonight. I hope that the show's just going to flow. It doesn't have a point other than just kind of flow like a river. Hence the name of the show, Conflux Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. Confluence, the merging of rivers, the merging, the streaming of thoughts, putting those things together, and then driving them through the cornucopia of the land, the bounty that the land around the river provides us as we are generated into things. And then, of course, these things intoxicate us. They stimulate us. They feed our cerebellum, the frontal cortex, if you will. And then, of course, that intoxication tends to lead to some wonderful, beautiful cocktails. And so the cocktail hour begins. Yes, this is a four-hour cocktail. We'll call it a slow gin. Uh-huh. Yeah, very funny. All right, guys. Opening set there. So what we just had, a little bit of Trial by Fire. Fire! Yes, Hiatus Coyote band out of Australia from their 2015 release, Choose Your Weapon. Fantastic band. People outside were dancing to that one. Yes, it is the heart of the mission. We are transmitting from the mission to the world and then back again. Yeah, right. And this killer track that's coming underneath me is Alan Holdsworth, a track called Temporary Fault from his IOU record, and I owe you nothing. I owe you all for being here, to be here for me. Thank you. I appreciate it. I much appreciate it. Saw a wonderful sign today. You know how people are always holding up signs, and a lot of them, you know, there's a lot. There's just, when you see a lot of signs out, then there's a lot to process there. It really is. Some of it's positive, some of it's negative. It's a lot. It's just so much. Saw a wonderful sign today, though. It says, tell your mother you love her. What a beautiful sentiment. I love that. So, Mom, hello. I love you. I think we need to tell the people that we love them a little bit more often. I think that's a wonderful thing to do. I think that's a positive message. And, some guy outside in front of a Safeway over by the BART station was just holding the sign up. He didn't have anything else to say on it. It was just that. I thought that was just beautiful. All right, we're going to get a little Steely Dan to continue on and a lot of other stuff tonight. It's a pretty interesting evening, so stick around. I'm the Alchemist. Gambler, that's all in the past. Great set to open up tonight. A lot of good stuff there. Just had a little track there called Earth by Michelle Ndegicello from her album Cookie, the Anthropological Mixtape. Love that album. It's a fantastic record with a lot of good tracks on it. That's one of my favorite ones on that track. Favorite tracks on that one. One's on the track. I Am Blood and Blood on the track. That's Bob Dylan. We'll get into that. That's another subject for another time. All right. And then we had an interesting song before that. We called We Saw the Midnight by Noonday Underground. Kind of consider the titles and the name of the band. It's kind of weird. Well, We Saw the Midnight. Well, you know, saw as I could have seen. Or saw that I could have cut it in half. Well, if you cut midnight in half, you got noon, right? And if your noonday is underground, wouldn't it look like midnight? I don't know. I think it's shit like this. It's wordplay. I think it's fun. Anyway, good band out of London. And, yeah, they're a lot of fun. Matter of fact, they've got a great track called London Calling, which I've played on the show a couple of times before. Before that, we had a great track by Groundation from the Dub Rock record that came out in 2024. So it's just a little over a year ago. They have a newer record out since then, which is also very good. Just decided to play that particular track. It's called The Human Soul, something that we're all, hopefully, have. You have a soul. You soulless, blood-sucking lizard. All right, there we have those out there. And a lot of them run the country. Yeah. Hi there, folks. Anyway, people popping their head in just to say hello. I have Deacon Blues before that. Steely Dan from the Asia record. Asia, I think it's actually pronounced Asia. A-J-A, Asia, yeah. Nice track there. Fun track. They got a name for the winners in the world, but I want a name when I lose. Can they call Alabama to the Crimson Tide? Well, you can call me Deacon Blues. Kind of love that track. This fun track is called One. It's by a band called Madhouse, and it came from the album 8. They have a second album called 16. I think you might guess what the track titles are. All right, 1 through 8, 9 through 16. Great. So here's the fun part about this particular track. So this is Prince. Every single instrument on this thing is Prince, except for the horns. And those horns were done by a gentleman by the name of Eric Leeds. Yeah. A lot of nice sax work on this album. Fantastic. But Prince is playing the drums, the keyboards, the pads, the guitars, the bass, everything. He's doing everything. So he's just, this guy's a master musician. I think a lot of people didn't understand him unless they were really close to the whole thing. Me being a rocker that I was, I didn't really get into Prince until much later in life. But yeah, the guy was a complete genius. So yeah, this is fun. And then of course they made the whole album cover was about the artwork. They talk about the model and they talk about the art director and the sign. They really, and then the music by Madhouse. They don't talk about shit about the musicians. It's such a funny, kind of a funny thing. And then the second album, same thing. Sheila E. joined the drums on the second album. So that was pretty cool. And a couple other musicians as well. But yeah. Kind of an interesting little slice of history, and something that Prince did that was off. Really, he didn't stamp his name all over it. I mean, obviously, it was a Paisley Park production, so I think if you were in the know, you probably would have picked up on that and got it. I picked it up just so somebody said, "Hey, man, you got to hear this record." And I'm all okay, so I did. I love it, fantastic. I'm going to let this play out for the next 3 minutes or so that it has left in it, and then we're going to get into a new band, or at least new to me, a band called Eden Song, progressive rock band out of I think they're out of England. And a lot more. A lot of fun stuff coming in the next set. I will catch you on the flip side, folks, as I always like to do that. This is the Alchemist here speaking to you from my heart to the rest of you in the world there, from the heart of the mission right here. That's the Conflux Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour on Radio Valencia. Thank you.
Say
Radio Valencia. This is the Alchemist. Complex Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. Saturday night. Yes. We're having our stream of unconsciousness here. Something very streamy. All right. That was a great little track there by Rosalie Cunningham from her album Two Piece Puzzle. Sounds like a pretty easy puzzle to solve to me. Unlike our world-like situation with the state of the world these days, it is very much more of a thousand-piece puzzle dumped onto the floor and made mess of by our leaders. Yeah, so much for them. All right, anyway, there goes that. We want to get to something more positive than that. We say, what in the world, right? What in the world? Druk's the Stratosphere. From the 1985 release, Chips from the Chocolate Fireball. Yeah, sounds like a yummy cookie. Maybe or like those lava Reese's cups or whatever. Don't jump in the lava. Don't eat lava, folks. It's not good for you. Yeah, that's actually the band XTC. All the members, just under a pseudonym of the band Dukes of Stratosphere. Really cool record. Great track there, and I just love those guys. Both, you know, as XTC and as Dukes of Hazzard. No, Stratosphere. Before that, we had a track called Yeti by Spiral Drive from their 2022 release, Visions in Bloom. Yeah, fun stuff. Open set with a Book of Complaints. I've got my Book of Complaints. I want to start with the Book of Complaints. Well, yeah, like that's something new. All right, anyway. We all have our Books of Complaints. Best of us for the rest of us. Yes, right. Eden Song, great band. That is from their most recent release, came out just this year, Our Road to Dust. Really great band from England. I love them. Yeah, really good. And then, this is Space Funk by Karaba. They are a German band. The album is called Pheromone Crumble Wax. Sounds kind of spicy. Yeah? Your pheromones are crumble wax. I actually don't really know what to do with that, actually, to tell you the truth. But yeah, it's good music, and I like it. So we're moving into my dinner set here. I have two tracks for you. They will take up 20 minutes. I got some Pink Floyd, some Smashing Pumpkins, and then I will come back and talk to you again. I am the Alchemist. This is Radio Valencia and the Confluence Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. We are transmitting here from the heart of the mission, right here out to the world, the rest of you, and then back again. You know, it's a full circle thing. Sound travels the globe. And if you just only pay attention long enough to listen, you'll just enjoy it immensely, I promise you. So stick around. I got a lot more fun stuff for this evening on Radio Valencia.